You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyek. Prodigy is a big word to throw around, but in the case of our next guest, there may be no better description. Amarin Olmeda is 10 years old, and she will be the guest soloist at the Auburn Symphony on January 20th. An aspiring violinist, the girl has been playing since the age of four. She made her first performance debut at the ripe old age of six, if you can believe it. Since then, Amarin has been a soloist with several local symphonies and has won several competitions. Amarin Olmeda, thank you so much for being here on Insight.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's terrific to have you sitting across the table. Also joining us today is Maestro Peter Jaffe. He's conductor of both the Auburn and Stockton Symphonies, correct?
Correct. And actually, even the Folsom Lake Symphony, too. But we're here to talk about the Auburn Symphony.
Right. So we'll just toss those all in and focus on Auburn. Welcome to Insight as well. You've been here on several occasions.
Well, thank you so much. And it's really a pleasure and an honor to be talking about somebody who is the real deal. I mean, Amarin Olmeda truly is a prodigy. She really is a young genius. She's one in a million.
Amarin, what do you think when you hear something like that? When you hear
now, don't get a big head. you didn't hear any of that.
I feel really happy. It just makes me like feel like really comfortable to know that people are there for me and helping me, you know, become really good.
What an unselfish attitude.
I love
Isn't
it.
That great?
Yeah. And I'm so curious when you knew or when your parents knew or the people around you started to spot the fact that you had this ability, this gift.
Normally when I started doing competitions, I kept winning them and then people started asking me to play with their orchestras. I felt like that was when I could do really well.
You're like, this is happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I assume most people that have these abilities really love what they do.
Yes.
You love it?
Yes, I love it.
I assume you must spend an awful lot of time practicing it, so I hope you do love it.
Yes.
She really does love it. And of course, you know, you folks out there listening, you can't see, but Amarin is the embodiment of a smile.
Yeah.
I mean, when she plays, it's just pure joy. It's really
Thank
inspiring.
You.
I think we have to make a little correction because I heard actually that you started playing when you were 3 and a half.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So it's even earlier than four.
Wow. And how did that happen? Like who says, let's put a violin into the hands of a 3 and a half year old? And yeah. Do they make them that small?
Yes, they make them that small. My older brother, Peter, he started before me, and he didn't like it. So my parents let him quit, and then I just loved it ever since.
Uh-huh. What does Peter think now?
He plays the cello, and he...
He's okay?
He likes it. He likes the cello.
Is there a fun family competition between the two of you?
Not really.
No. Yeah, there's no competition, apparently. Well, I think it's really exciting. What are you doing to prepare for this big event on January 20th, where you will be the featured soloist?
Yeah,
she's playing the Bruch Violin Concerto.
Thank you for pronouncing that for me.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, the program begins with the Wagner Prelude to the Third Act of Lohengrin, which is a really zippy curtain raiser, and it ends with a milestone of the 20th century, the Prokofiev Fifth Symphony.
In fact, Peter, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to play a quick clip here that so people can hear what she will be playing. This is not the one featuring you, but this is what people will hear. Peter, can you expound a little bit on that? What are the difficulties of that piece?
As you can hear, you know, this is a completely adult piece. I mean, this is a piece that is traditional in the repertoire. It requires the highest amount of virtuosity from the soloist. And Amarin is up to that task. And when I said at the beginning of this that she's the real deal, I just want to give that a little perspective. I had the amazing honor of being on the conducting staff at the Aspen Music Festival for 14 years and getting to work with a lot of the prodigies and geniuses that now have major careers, people like Gil Shaham, Sarah Chang, Kyoko Takazawa. And I worked with them when they were at a very young age also. Amarin is absolutely in that class.
Wow.
And she will, if she continues the right type of work and progress, and she's already amazing, if she keeps going down that golden path, which she's headed for, we are all going to be able to say we knew her when.
When, yeah. I interviewed her in 2019, is what I'll be saying.
Yeah, I mean, even to put this brief career in perspective, because now she's all of 10 years old, right? We first heard her 2 years ago when she won the Young Artist Competition with the Auburn Symphony.
Okay.
And just last year, at the tender age of 9, she played the Saint-Saëns Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso with the orchestra, and people had tears of joy listening to her play. I mean, you're not listening to this, Amarin, right? We don't want you to get a big head. But she really is one of those very special talents.
When you see people tear up, Amarin, based on the music that's coming out of you, that you're playing, how does that make you feel? What do you think?
It makes me feel very happy that I made people happy with my music. And I just want to keep doing that and just make people be filled with joy and happiness.
The piece that we heard, technically, what are the parts in there that make you nervous? You know, why is it difficult? What makes that a difficult piece?
Well, every piece is difficult. You have to make it very good to be able to play it well. But honestly, I don't get nervous. There's no reason to get nervous when you play a piece. You're just
That's probably
up there.
Why you're a prodigy.
Yes, you're just there to make people happy, and you don't need to be nervous.
I'd like to dispel a myth about child prodigies, because often people will hear and see a talent like Amarin and say, well, she's only 10 years old and she's got amazing fingers and it's all technique, but she doesn't really actually have the right mature feelings. That's totally wrong. It's the myth. And actually, if you think about it, any of us, when we remember when we were 10 years old or an early teenager, we feel things more intensely, actually, than we do as adults.
Right. So when you said they don't have the right mature feelings to play that piece, you mean they don't have in their...
That's the myth.
That's the myth. Okay.
The myth that they're not emotionally equipped to be able to play this adult music, when actually they can. One of my favorite stories ever is coming off of an Aspen performance with one of the prodigies just like Amarin, and somebody came up to me backstage and said, you know, she shouldn't even be allowed to have feelings like that at this age. You know, but they do. She does. You know, she has those very intense mature feelings when she plays. And that's what makes her really special, in addition to the amazing technique.
Wow. We are speaking right now with, that's who you just heard, Maestro Peter Jaffe, conductor of the Auburn Symphony, where 10-year-old Amarin Olmeda will be performing as the guest soloist on January 20th. Just before we started Insight this morning, Amarin, you got here a little bit early and played a piece for us, and I'd like to play that now if we can. And then when we come out of it, you can tell us what it is and why it's important to you. Thank you. So, Amarin, when you hear a piece like that being played back after you just played it not that long ago, what are you listening for? Are you hearing imperfections or, I could have done this, I could have done that? Or do you just allow yourself to be absorbed as though it wasn't even a piece of work that you did?
It's always good to fix your mistakes and you learn from your mistakes as well. But normally, I just let it go as it is. It's just a really nice piece, and I just love to play it.
You should tell everybody what it was.
It was the Gigue from the Partita No. 3 by Bach. It's a dance.
Is it one of your favorites?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It sort of highlights your talents.
Yes.
And everybody should know, I mean, she recorded that live in the studio right before the interview, one take. In other words, she didn't stop, fix something, edit, and whatever. That was just one continuous take.
It literally was right before we started Insight, like minutes before.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
Thank
and it
you.
Just sounded fantastic. Okay, so I want to know a little bit more about Amarin. So we talked about how you have to practice a lot. How does school work for you since so much of your day is taken up with the music?
Normally, my day is we wake up in the morning and we have this thing called morning time with my family. It's where we read stories and we sing songs, folk songs, and then we read poetry. And then I'll practice about 2 hours, and then I'll do schoolwork for 2 hours. Then I'll have recess and lunch, and then normally I'll finish my schoolwork and then finish my practice, and then we'll go out to extracurriculars.
And what are some of the extracurriculars or your favorites?
I do ballet and I also do art lessons. I love art.
Uh-huh. Is that all? You also like to collect American Girl dolls, right?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
No, not really. I have a lot. Uh-huh. I like them a lot.
Do I understand that you knit and sew as well?
Yes, I do a lot of things with my family. I knit and I sew and I do ballet. I also like to do watercolor art and go outside with my family and work on our farm.
Oh, farm. So
yes.
There's some gardening involved as well?
Yes. We have animals, too.
There's very little that she doesn't do.
Peter, you stole the words out of my mouth. Seriously, I'm looking across at you. It's just hard to believe. You're so well-balanced and just articulate.
Thank you.
Across the board. It's so impressive and terrific to have you here. And I look forward to this event on January the 20th. What do you have coming up later in the year? Anything?
I'm going to be playing with the Solano Symphony and also with the San Francisco Chamber Orchestra. So those are going to be really exciting.
Peter, when putting a show like this together on the 20th, is there anything specific that you need to take into account when you have a soloist that's just 10?
Well, that's the cool thing. No.
It's just
you see?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole reason for putting this amazing genius up there is that she can work with the symphony the way you would have any adult soloist do it. I mean, that's the whole reason for putting somebody up there to say, look how amazing this is. When we worked together last year, it would often be the case with somebody less talented than Amarin that you would always have to sort of start from the beginning of the piece because they can't sort of process in your mind if you stop and you want to do something else and start right in the middle. But Amarin is right there. You can stop right in the middle of a phrase, do a little patch-up fix or make something enhanced in the orchestra and come back, and she'll know that you're going to start right there instead of thinking you have to start from A to get to B. And so no. I feel like when I work with Amarin, it's just like working with any internationally acclaimed soloist.
Which she's on her way to becoming, right?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so too, Amarin. So nice to have you here. And I hope so that you just heard is 10-year-old violinist Amarin Olmeda. I'm saying your name correctly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And maestro Peter Jaffe talking about Amarin's upcoming solo performance with the Auburn Symphony. That's on January 20th. Thank you so much for being here this morning and getting out of your daily routine.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks to both of you. And what about the Mondavi Center? Oh, it's at the Mondavi Center. Okay. At the Mondavi Center. I didn't realize that. So
yes.
At the Mondavi Center.
It's a Sunday matinee.
Oh, it's a Sunday matinee. Even better.
Yeah.
So we'll have more on our website, all those details at capradio.org/insight. And you are listening to your NPR station, Cap Radio.